So my job is to sit here and drink Dr. Pepper?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Unperformed Nothing Podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And yes.
James, are you delayed or are you just pausing for effect?
No, I think I'm just delayed for you.
Excellent. This will make it much easier to talk over you.
Yes.
So speaking of which, what are you drinking there?
I am drinking a Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. It's like the worst round ever.
We are so white.
Incredibly.
What about you, James? What you drinking?
East Lake Brewery does sanitized deliveries. Ooh. And they also treat their employees super, super well. So I am drinking a Southpaw Vienna-style amber ale from the East Lake Craft Brewery. It's a crowler. It's a gigantic fucking can of beer.
It's James-sized.
Cheers.
Yes, no crowler.
Salsa, what are you drinking?
I have my... I feel like we gave it a name, but now I don't remember what it was at all. But it's the Dr. Pepper mixed with my homemade Applejack.
Oh, yeah.
You did give that a name. Fuck.
I don't remember what it's called, but I would call it a Dr. Doolittle.
I don't remember. Mm. It's mighty tasty, though.
Yeah. Excellent.
So.
Yay.
So, some lawn chairs.
Yay, lawn chairs.
Cheers. Mm.
As long as they're at least 6 feet apart.
Yeah, so what's everybody been up to?
Hey, guys, you want to hear my latest news?
Do it.
James already knows this. I'm sick.
I mean, we've known that for years.
Not just mentally.
Damn it, Salsa.
So I am so this is fun. I have had a runny nose and some sneezy and whatever for a little bit now. Because I have seasonal allergies, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's there with you. Yep.
Yeah. A little bit of dry throat in the morning, not horribly untoward, whatever. I started getting some GI issues.
Lovely.
And on top of that, my body feels weak, which is really the kicker for me.
I mean, you are a woman. Like,
well, I, COVID or not, I'm coming over there and breathing on you, motherfucker.
Fans and audience members, I know the distinction, Salsa is getting away with this for the moment.
Oh, yeah. No, my my comeuppance will come. Maybe not today. Will. Maybe not tomorrow. But some year.
Your comeuppance will come
there right
come
now and
up.
Cough on you, but I like your wife and children too much.
No, this will be revisited upon me tenfold. And as I lay there bleeding, as I lay there bleeding in the alley, I will raise one hand and whisper, "Worth it."
So I've been starting to have some GI issues. And at first I was like, well, I've been eating garbage for the past week and change. Like, that sounds likely. And I was like, yeah, like, all of these things can be explained. And that's like, I've been taking my temperature daily.
Mm-hmm.
98.2 consistently, which is my consistent body temp. I've always measured a little low. So that is my normal, and I am hitting it. So I don't have a fever. Hooray.
That seems right.
Yeah. That's why I'm cold all the time, you guys. My body temp is naturally just lower. I'm currently unable to do a good amount of physical activity for a decent amount of time. I have been reorganizing the storage area in my house. Building shelves and putting boxes places and things like that. I can go maybe 15 to 20 minutes before I'm like, nope, I'm done. Which, so now I've just got boxes all over and I'm sad. But, no, this is my worst nightmare, is having a mess that I can't clean up. You guys, it's awful. But yeah, so it's just general body achy weakiness that is kind of the tipper for me that I am probably sick with something.
Right.
COVID or not.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have been at home. I mean, I've been working from home for like almost 4 weeks now. So not infecting coworkers. The last large group thing I did was the Die Laughing meeting, over 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that seems relatively safe. I've done some grocery shopping. The last time I did grocery shopping was a week and a half ago. I haven't seen Joe in a week and a half. That's driving me insane.
I'll bet, yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, like, as far as mitigation stuff, if I'm sick with COVID, I'm not spreading it.
Yeah.
And if I'm sick with something else, I'm not spreading it. The only person in the house with me right now is Jessa, and she has a constitution of, like, 25 out of 18. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Really fucking impressive. At one point I got the flu for like a week and she had it for half a day. Like, that's just, she never gets sick, and when she does, it is the lightest touch ever.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, my wife and I, this is probably 2-3 weeks ago now at this point, we went through a week where we were both feeling under the weather, and we'd like wake up in the morning and have a bit of a cough, but then half an hour after getting out of bed, we felt fine again. And like as soon as we got into bed at night, our cough would come back. Like once we were laying down, our cough would come back right away. You know, whether we were in bed or on the couch or whatever, you know, we'd lay down and we'd have a cough, but then when we'd stand up, it'd go away. So we were just like, we don't know what this is. Could it be? Who knows?
Yeah.
But oh well.
But I mean, that's the thing right now, though, is that you get sick, you just pay attention to everything.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't left the house really as, you know, that often. You know, the kids run around outside, you know.
They're not playing with other kids or anything.
Yeah, we removed the fence in our backyard. So now the kids can literally run around the house. And they do.
Nice. Yeah.
So, you know, every day in the morning we set them up with their school stuff and they do some coursework, and then, you know, around 11 we're like, go outside now, and they go outside and they play.
Nice.
And so yeah, no, they're, but I mean, other than that, yeah, we haven't gone anywhere. In fact, today I had a mad hankering for something that wasn't home cooked.
Right.
You know, we've been eating really good for a while these last few weeks, and I was just like, I just want, this sounds weird, but I just want McDonald's really bad. You know?
Yeah.
So I got in my car.
That is weird.
And I drove to McDonald's, and I haven't driven my car in close to a month now.
Right. Yeah.
And its brakes were sounding real crunchy for the first half mile or so.
You gotta kick the dust off.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, they sounded fine by the time I got back home, but yeah, for pulling out of the driveway, I was like, oh, this doesn't sound good. So.
I had an experience like that a little while ago. There was just a stone caught in there, but I don't know how you would have gotten a stone. Was it like just that they were corroded?
I have two kids.
Or?
Things would happen.
Oh, there's that. Yeah.
I think the woodland creatures are fucking with us all right now. Like, they're like, ha ha, they're all stuck in their houses. Time for revenge.
Yeah.
pretty sure there was a squirrel that I accidentally scared on the street once just eyeing me down the other day. Like,
that's kind of like a one-to-one size comparison, so that...
Yeah.
If you didn't have quite so many swords, that might be a little more dangerous.
Hmm. Yeah. So.
But, yeah. No, I have not had the opportunity. By the way, thank you to Troy for sending us his quarantine recipes. I have not yet had the chance to try them. And full disclosure, I probably won't the one just because I am not a fan of wild rice. I mean, if either of you want to give that one a go, by all means. But yeah, the other one I am raring to try.
That seems like a really weird daiquiri recipe.
You're a really weird daiquiri recipe.
Face is a really weird daiquiri recipe.
True. Very, very true.
All of these things.
Otherwise, I've been... I've already done a lot of the baking that I've been meaning to do, and so now I'm starting to cast about for more and interesting baking to do.
Sure.
Just, you know, something that isn't the norm. So.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, I'm not trying Troy's cheesy whatever recipe.
For obvious reasons, right, yeah.
Cheesy.
Get on that, James.
All right, James, you're in charge.
Sure.
Report back.
I'm about it.
Oh. There we go.
Very nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, what have y'all been up to?
I have been steadily working my way through the MCU.
Yeah.
Me too, but I think in a different way. Are you doing? Are you doing by release date?
Yes, by release date.
Yeah, I've been working through it by timeline.
Yes. Yeah, us too. Yeah.
So it was
really? You guys by timeline?
It was originally going to be just the movies, and then they extended everything, and I went, "Fuck it, we're doing everything." So I did have to go back and start Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I watched, you know, the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I'm halfway through the second season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right where Agent Carter series begins. So I'm working my way through the first season of Agent Carter right now. And I gotta tell ya, I almost couldn't finish watching the first episode.
Really?
Oh, for
they
real?
that series really leans into the misogyny of the time.
Okay.
And even though even though Peggy Carter was in the war and was a secret agent doing all this crazy stuff, she gets, you know, this is 2 years after the war, I think it takes place in, and like. Mm-hmm. She's basically, even though she's an agent working for, you know, the strategic homeland, whatever, she's basically a secretary. Like, everybody treats her like a secretary, calls her honey and doll, and, you know, a lot of men, you know, calling women sweetheart and slapping them on the butt and treating them like shit. And it was, and like I said, it was obvious that they were leaning into that. You know, kind of because part of that frustration for her is the impetus for her going out and doing what she's doing now. But man, it was hard to watch. I know. I didn't know. Jenna wants to say something, and by all means, say it.
Nope. Like it's basically like it's more subtle nowadays, but
absolutely.
It still happens.
No, I
it's hard to watch, but you should try living it sometime.
No, absolutely. No, I completely get it. Get it. Like I wasn't trying to, you know, say that my discomfort in watching it was like it was really hard to watch, you know.
Yeah. I understand. And that's why I wasn't going to say anything, cuz it's like, I mean, that's not really your point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like there is just this part of me that's like, yeah, try living it, bitch.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as like I said, they are leaning into it, but at the same time, they're not doing anything that wasn't happening. You right. know, like
yeah.
they are compacting all of those instances into a 1 hour TV show, but all of those things individually absolutely happened to people all the time. And I know that sort of thing still happens, but I am so glad that we are much better about it than we used to be. Because, ugh.
All right. Pop quiz for you guys.
Yes.
Good question. Do you think... Wait, which... Okay, here we go. No. I can do this. Which out of these four things has not happened to me? Let's see. Let's start with... asked to talk to a guy. Slapped on the ass. Talked over in a meeting. Called sweetheart.
I'm going to say trick question, and all of those have happened.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
But there's one of them that haven't.
Slapped on the ass.
Really? Called sweetheart.
Nope, that one has happened to me.
Called sweetheart?
Called sweetheart.
Oh, okay. I knew the first one happened.
Like,
we've talked about that one.
Honey or sweetie or, you know, other diminutives. But, okay. But yeah, no, totally got slapped on the ass.
Yeah. No, and
my
like
final day on the job, and then I was told that wasn't
shit.
Harassment because I was no longer employed there. Ah!
What?
Oh, so hold up.
Mm-hmm.
It was still harassment.
Right.
Right.
There's if you want to be pedantic about workplace harassment or not, then, you know, but it's still fucking harassment.
Yeah, it is.
No, and like I said, fuck I'm sake. Not trying to say it doesn't still happen. I'm just happy right. it's happening less.
Or less obviously.
But even less obviously can be more sinister.
I mean, I wasn't slapped on the ass on the first day of the job, so, you know, that's cool.
It would have been your last at that point, because you would have murdered a bitch.
There's also that.
Yeah.
So. No,
there is also that.
Other than that, it's Agent Carter is a really... It shifts gears significantly from the... Movies and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are kind of here, and then Agent Carter is a completely different... mode, you know, like the tone, the pacing, the kind of genre almost is different, you know, whereas, you know, the movies and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are this, you know, very action-y, you know, modern, action-packed, you know, adventure.
Right.
This is a noir.
Yeah, I was going to say, the flavor that I got from it was real similar to the Miss Fisher murder mysteries.
Yeah, it's because it switches...
And I haven't seen it yet, so...
Yeah, it switches to a noir, and which I wasn't expecting, and so the other half of that first episode was me just readjusting to the sudden change in tone that
sure.
I had been used to for the past however long. But yeah, so far I'm enjoying it.
Good.
So
good.
I'm done with phase one. I'm working my way through phase two right now. I've already seen all of the Street Level Heroes shows on Netflix. The Daredevil, Iron Fist, you know, those
shows. Sure, sure.
I've already seen all of those, so I'll be skipping those this time around, because otherwise this would take too long.
Well, and don't those fall outside the MCU?
They are. Whereas the like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Carter intersect the movies, these are orthogonal to the movies. They still exist in the same universe,
right?
But they don't actually cross each other.
Yeah.
Like, they make, like, in Daredevil, they make reference to the event in New York.
You know, yes.
When,
yeah.
When it, during the first Avengers movie. Like, they make reference to that. That's a thing that happened. But unlike the shows where characters pop in and out and they're able to make more direct references, it's in the same universe, but because it's a different company, they have to be a little bit more oblique about it. They can say they can reference superheroes by their description rather than their name, you know?
No, the big green guy.
Exactly. Like, they can say that sort of thing. And they can reference the event in New York, but it's not like they can't say certain things. So even though it is,
so it's like using innuendo in a PG-13 movie.
Very much so. It does take place in the same universe.
Cool.
So, but the stories are not intersecting at all.
All right. Yeah, I haven't seen much of any of the TV shows, mostly because I, for a very long time, didn't have access to Netflix. Or any real streaming stuff.
Right.
Like, 2 months ago, I jumped on that bandwagon, and boy, howdy, am I glad I did that.
Yeah.
But, like, timing.
Indeed.
So I am thinking I might go back and just pick up on some of those TV shows now, once I'm done with this. Which, by the way, by timeline, I have 4 movies left.
Good.
And I have rewatched, like, anything that I've seen.
Yeah, you've been plowing through.
Wow. I just finished Thor Ragnarok. So I've got Infinity Wars, Ant and Wasp, Endgame, and Far From Home.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So that's it.
Yeah, this is going to take me a lot longer adding the TV shows in, but they're just kind of all over the place. Like, S.H.I.E.L.D. is still on Netflix, but Agent Carter is now on Disney Plus. It's migrated over to that. Yeah. You know, and so just trying to figure out where some of these things, where you're finding some of these. And when I get to some of the, because later on, when we get into phase 3, some of the TV shows are like YA TV shows.
Yeah.
So they were like on CW or something like that.
Oh,
so,
sure.
So I don't know where I'll be able to find those. They might be on Amazon Prime. They might be on Netflix. But, you know, and if I can't find them, I can't find them. Like, Spider-Man Homecoming is something that I'll probably have to actually pay money to rent.
Yeah, I rented it from Prime when I was going to. So, but that was, it was still, it was only like a couple bucks. So
sure, yeah.
I didn't get
Tom Holland did such a dynamite
HD.
So.
What?
Tom Holland did such a dynamite fucking job being Spider-Man, though. He is my favorite Spider-Man actor so far.
I got a taste of him in the event. No, in Civil War.
Civil War. Yeah.
But I have. But that's the only bit I've seen of him now. And I only saw Civil War a couple days ago.
So. I'm going to pull that back because he's my favorite Spider-Man live action actor.
I was about to say you are discounting some very important animated Spider-Man.
Some extremely important Spider-Men and women.
Are you talking about
and
Spider-Verse?
Robots. And
Spider-Verse. Yeah. Have you seen Spider-Verse?
I have not seen Spider-Verse either.
Oh my god.
That might be my most favorite superhero movie of the last decade.
Yeah, it's so
that
good.
One's completely independent of the MCU, right? That doesn't...
It is.
Okay.
Correct.
Unrelated.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, the event in New York reminds me to mention I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing lately. I even built a tiny fencing booth in Animal Crossing.
Hold on. Is this a leap of logic that a normal person can follow, or is this going to be a James leap?
Yes, because I'm about to pull it back.
Okay. Okay,
I'm going
good.
To take the sheet off of the monster.
Okay.
And it will come to life for you in front of your very eyes. So, somebody noticed the way that you travel from your island that you live on and cultivate to a friend's island is by seaplane, and so you go to the little seaplane airport, the seaport, the air and seaport, the fluid port. No, that sounds disgusting.
Gross.
You go to the place where they have the planes, and they have the usual warning symbols on everything. Like, okay. You know, you can't bring these things onto the airplane. You have to go through these checkpoints, all of that stuff. And
okay.
That means that there was a 9/11 event in the Animal Crossing universe.
Yep.
Now, admittedly, they still allow you to bring multiple axes, shovels, a slingshot, and a bunch of other stuff onto the airplane. Or, you know, maybe they take them, maybe you check those in a bag or something. But, yeah, they have all of the signs that you would see in a regular airport as far as things you're not allowed to bring with you.
Maybe you're not allowed to bring shampoo because their version of 9/11 was a huge bubble accident.
Oh. Yeah, this idea.
I feel like you're making a lot of assumptions about why they would do this sort of thing. You know, I'm not familiar with the game at all, but perhaps the reason you can't do certain things in the airport is because of a huge hug fight that broke out. You know,
Yeah.
Seems rather bold to jump immediately to terrorism.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Full terrorism. Oh my god.
What'd you say?
Bubble terrorism.
Well, I feel like maybe
is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band?
Oh my god, no. I've just realized how horrid this is. Care Bears.
Yeah.
Care Bears.
Care Bears.
Yep.
Oh my god.
That makes a lot more sense.
Oh my god, they had a Care Bear terrorist attack. Fuck those Care Bears. I hate those.
The four Care Bears of the apocalypse.
Oh god.
What would the four Care Bears of the apocalypse be? Would they be like the opposite of the four things? It would be like mandatory.
You're asking us to name individual Care Bears?
No, I'm asking you to name the opposites of the four horsemen.
The four horsemen. Well, obviously one of them would be feast, because it's feast or famine.
Overfull.
Right?
Yeah.
No, feast or famine. So obviously it's feast. Like that.
Feast.
That one. I'm not even going to debate. That one's feast.
Like Frybo. Just cramming people full of food.
You. I was not gonna.
Okay, and then like war, would it be like
lethargy?
Lethargy would be the opposite of war, or attrition.
Salsa, is it lethargy or lethargy?
Ooh, I've always said lethargy, but
yeah, I think it's lethargy, but you're lethargic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Lethargic. I'm mispronouncing it.
Here we go.
Okay, Salsa has a thing.
Hopeful Heart Bear, Friend Bear, Best Friend Bear, Polite Panda.
That's got to make regular Friend Bear feel like shit.
Look, this is on the internet, so it's real, okay?
Okay, all right.
Polite Panda, Baby Hugs Bear, Champ Care Bear, Smart Heart Bear, Thanks a Lot Bear, which can be sarcastic. Funshine Bear, Wish Bear, Daydream Bear, Good Luck Bear, Tender Heart Bear, Bashful Heart Bear, True Heart Bear, Share Bear, Laugh a Lot Bear, Love a Lot Bear, Harmony Bear, Cheer Bear, Birthday Bear, Take Care Bear, Baby Tugs Bear, Do Your Best Bear, Bedtime Bear, Perfect Panda, Secret Bear, Surprise Ooh. Bear, America Cares Bear, and Grumpy Bear.
This is the worst suburban birthday party I've ever been invited to.
Yeah. I think the opposite of war, the fourth horseman war, would be Harmony Bear.
I think Harmony, like, would probably be the anti-war.
Yeah, you are not allowed to disagree. That's how that works.
Okay.
So we've got war and famine taken care of. What about pestilence? Sterility Bear.
I don't know if I want to keep playing this game.
I mean, tough but fair.
That's, we have one left. Keep playing this game, but I'm like,
we have one left.
I feel like if it's going to be the apocalypse, then it has to be Americ Cares Bear. That one feels gross already.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would say that's tantamount to death. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go. Mm. There we go.
All
right, let's shift this chat somewhere.
What's that?
Shift this topic. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We can do that.
So, what...
Do we want to shift it, or do we want to take a break?
Oh, we could.
Could we? Has it been enough time?
I mean, if you want.
It has.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter, at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
There it was. Been working on that one.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna. Okay.
So sexy.
Yeah.
This is the podcast of sexy people doing sexy things.
Yeah. Weirdly, I'm okay with it. All right. So, what have you two been up to?
I mean, we just said...
Watching MCU, being sick, working on the storage
shed.
You're
the one,
like,
who hasn't answered
that. Oh, gotcha. I did a show on Friday.
James, what have you been up to? You did a show on Friday.
Yeah, I did a show on Friday.
I watched it.
Yeah, we had a vilification tennis online. Fuck, it was glorious.
You had a VOL?
Yes. A VOL. It was extremely well attended, too.
Yeah, you had good numbers.
Yeah.
And you were there, and you were there.
Well, because it looked like we had, I want to say, like 150 people watching on Facebook, and then we had another 100-something watching on YouTube. And since then, something like 1,000 people have watched the recording. So...
Or one person who's seen it... Many, many, many times.
Yeah.
I would be flattered if somebody wanted to watch it that many times.
Oh, I didn't watch it. I just put it on and walked away 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I'm also fine with that.
I mean, if you're a lawyer trying to gain evidence on somebody, you need to be thorough.
Yeah. Which one of you am I gaining evidence on?
Well, I mean, I wasn't there, so it must be James.
I think it was the royal you.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was... It's
totally
honestly...
How that works.
It is the first vilification tennis show I have watched since retiring.
Yeah.
So not only did it feel really weird, but it felt really weird.
Well, because I know the others mean that you have to put on pants... And this one did not.
James, if you think I put on pants to go to a regular Vil show, you don't know me very well.
That's...
Yeah.
probably true. Yeah. It's tough but fair. The role that I got to play was being Tim's sidekick for the show. He played a late night host. So it was a late night show themed Bill show.
You were the Pat McMahon.
And so I got to be like his Ed McMahon, his Andy Richter.
Ed McMahon, yeah.
His Kevin Nealon. It's Paul Schaefer. Yeah. It was good. It was fun. We're going to try to reproduce that success.
Who was Kevin Nealon's sidekick to?
Jay Leno.
Really?
Isn't it?
I don't remember Kevin Nealon ever sidekicking for anyone.
I mean, he wasn't like up on the couch, but he was the band leader. And Jay would frequently throw it to him and be like, well, what do you think of that? And
Okay.
Because Jay Leno didn't really have like a sidekick.
I'm thinking of a different person.
Okay. Max Weinberg?
No, I was thinking of a different SNL alum.
Oh,
all right. Oh, yeah, no, I am. Kevin Nealon is the SNL alum.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Then it's Kevin something.
Kevin.
That was just the first.
Kevin Eubanks.
Okay.
There you go. God, that was. I'm like, this doesn't sound right.
Nealon was the only name that came to mind.
I was like, Kevin Nealon was never as. What are you talking about? All right. I'm glad
Fair
that's
enough.
Been cleared up. Anyway. This is great radio.
Because I was being confused.
Yeah, I'm glad we spent all of that time looking that up and figuring it out.
Anyway.
Well, at least, like, Stefan is at home listening to this, and he'll be like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was just for you, Stefan.
Yep.
Just for
he
you.
Has already been yelling at the screen for the last 2 minutes.
Right.
Right.
So there's that. And then... We tried out a lot of new games, the
and
interstitial
some of
games
them were fantastic.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Yeah.
Especially my favorite was the password one.
I was about to mention the password one. That one worked
yeah.
out
one
very
so good.
Well.
By all means, go for it. Don't let me be the only one talking.
Nope, too
no,
late.
I'm. That was. That was it.
Oh. Well, for the
it
audience
has been mentioned.
May not have watched it yet.
Okay, I see what
but
you're saying.
Still can.
So everybody's
the password
still,
game.
Oh, are you going to do it now?
No, now you do it.
Well, well now
push
I don't
the boat
want
into the water. You row.
All right. So. So, you all know how. The old game show password worked, right? You had to use...
No, tell me about it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You sent two emails.
No!
To Mav.
And then Mav takes those two emails and turns it into five emails.
Oh my God, I want somebody to send Mav two emails now.
Mud, get on this.
Oh my God. Mud, we need you.
We are going to play a game of Telephone Fast Five.
Yes. All the questions are going to be Android or iPhone.
I see what you did there.
Bell.
No, so password. So the password's an old game show where you have to get somebody to say the password, but you can't say the word. You can only give them clues. And in the original game, what you had, you could only say one word. So if you were trying to get them to say cat, then you might say
meow,
or dog. You know, while shaking your head or something like that. Just something to try to get them to say the word cat.
Mm-hmm.
What this was is two of the people, you know, it was two and two, and they're all on video chat. So two people would cover their eyes, and then Tim would hold up a whiteboard with a word on there. And then they had to, the other two people had to make up insults. And they couldn't use that word, but they had to make up an insult about that word to get the person to guess what the word was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, which is.
And it was delightful.
It was fantastic.
I think Fish was my favorite, personally.
Which one?
Fish.
Yes.
It was so good. I liked that, and I have to say it's probably the hardest home game variant we've ever had.
Yeah, I'm super happy that I will never have to do that.
Yeah, me too. High five.
Retiree high five. Because Jenna and I retired, we would break a hip.
Yes. I already broke my hip.
But there was that. There was the Google Translate game where people took their insults and passed them through multiple phases of Google Translate, like Swahili into Hungarian and then back into English. And then other people had to guess which of their famous insults they were hearing.
They were mangled, some of those. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, that was super fun. I'm getting used to kind of having the recording studio set up. And you can see the little cardboard stars.
No, they can't, James.
Cut out for me are still
audio.
Up on my
audio.
It's a podcast, James.
Yeah, visual jokes on an audio podcast. What show do you think we're on?
Jenna's.
Oh yeah, that's right. So I'm getting used to doing that, and we've gotten used to doing the weekly anime nights on Wednesday.
What are the stars
remotely.
On your wall have to do with recording?
From the late night Ville show.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, yeah. But, I'm kind of establishing a little, like, recording nest, streaming nest in here.
So I have a couple of different streaming spots. I have one in my room that it works fine for everybody except for you guys, apparently.
Huh.
But then also I do a lot more of my more casual stuff on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also have the gaming PC in the media room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
For like if both Jessa and I need to be on something, then I can include her on it. So we've got a broader video setup. And yeah, I'm just doing this from multiple locations around the house.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've still been doing most of the stuff in the bar, obviously. I haven't been doing much streaming. I haven't been doing shows or anything like that. A lot of my creative stuff is just on hold right now. I have less free time than I had before. Like. Everybody's like, I'm writing and stuff like that. And I'm like, I still work an 8-hour day, but I also have to make sure that the kids are in school and learning things. And, you know, now I have, I get done with work and I go upstairs and everybody's already home. And now it's time to be with the kids and things like that.
Yeah.
So like, I do not have more time to do art and creative stuff. So that really hasn't been a thing for me, but I have done a little bit of streaming, and that is my wife's family, like her brother and her sister and significant others started a D&D campaign.
Ooh.
During this whole
because
we're all stuck at home anyway, and so we're just like let's start a family campaign, so it's just the six of us. And we
make the most of it.
Exactly. So on Sunday nights now, I set up the computer in the living room, and put the chat up on the TV, and we game.
So. Nice. Very cool.
And it has been fucking damn near 20 years since I have done any tabletop role-playing game.
Oh, sure.
It has been a long fucking time. I've done some, like, vampire and white wolf stuff since then, but that was all LARPing. Okay. So yeah. I haven't done a D&D tabletop dice role-playing since I was in college, you know, back in 2001. So a lot of, like, rolling a new character, first off, we're like three versions past where I was back then, but rolling a character, I was just like, I don't remember how to do
it. So you're doing this in, like, 5e, or?
Yeah, we're using 5e.
But it's been the best system I've role-played in, as far as, like, in-depth dice-based role-play.
Sure. I'm picking it up quickly because I've done it. It's just been it's a lot of rust. The first gaming session was just a lot of rust trying to shake that off and go, how do I do things anymore?
I would ask Jessa what her favorite platform is for this kind of thing, but she is currently upstairs gaming, possibly on one of these platforms.
Sure.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been, although that may have to be put on hold very shortly because our DM's wife is probably going to be having a kid sometime in the near future. Once they have the kid.
I mean, I hope she's having a kid in the near future. Yeah,
but like, whether it happens tomorrow or, you know, a week from, it's going to happen soon.
You just said probably, and I'm like, what's the alternative? Oh, God.
The alternative is having a fully grown adult like you did.
Just pop out like a Athena fully grown out of your skull.
Right, so. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's fair. Does this mean Jess is a goddess?
I mean, look at her.
Seems right.
That's fair, yeah.
I've vilified against her.
Yeah.
I mean, she was 10 years old and was already funnier than half the people I know. Yes, there's definitely some deity blood in there.
Yes. She gets that from my side.
Story checks out.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Nice. Jenna?
God, I've been working a lot. I mentioned I'm cleaning out the storage area. I just got the last of some mask-making supplies that I was looking for in the mail. So I'm going to make a bunch of sick person masks, which would be great because, what, do you need a mask?
Me?
No.
Yeah.
You say yes.
No, I haven't. I haven't left the house in 3 weeks. I can cough as much as I want to. It ain't gonna touch anyone.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I got some Star Trek print.
Nice.
So that I can make some Star Trek masks.
Nice.
I'm all about that sounds amazing.
I got four different prints. Four different Star Trek prints. There's basically two patterns, but those patterns on the other two are in different colors.
Sure.
So one of them is kind of a grayish background with black over it, and it's got like silhouettes of various Star Trek characters. Not silhouette, like outline kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Various Star Trek characters, and it has Star Trek, and they're both original, by the way. It's all original Star Trek. So, and then it's got just the Star Trek, the original Star Trek logo, title.
Oh, gotcha. Sure.
Yeah. So I've got that in a gray and a blue with black over it. And then the other one I have is little ovals that have Spock and Kirk alternating on it.
Aww.
And one of them is like a light gray, and the other one is a blue base. Mm-hmm. But the characters are still the same. The problem is that I thought that the oval portion of this pattern was smaller.
Oh.
So now I've just got giant 6-inch Spock. And I'm like, I could probably make that work anyway. It'll just be like a giant Spock on somebody's face.
Yeah. It'll
be great.
I was just imagining that, yeah.
Right?
Turn sideways, reclining Spock.
Oh. No, it's going to be But yeah, so I got Star Trek fabric so that I can do that, and I just got 150 yards of bias tape, so should be good for a bit. I also plan on making masks to give to friends to put into medical facilities or places with need, whatever.
Nice.
Yeah,
people will need them.
Yeah.
What?
So I guess that's the other thing I've been doing is gathering my supplies to start my great mask making excursion, which will happen after I get the storage stuff done, which will happen as I'm sick. So that's delightful.
Well, there's always that.
You always were an overachiever.
I did two things this weekend, one of which was braving the out of doors with an ad hoc mask kit, basically. I read online a way to take a suitable material, a panel of suitable material, bandana, something like that, to fold it a couple of times in such a way that it does make a neat little surgical-style mask, and then secure it to yourself with hair binders, which worked a lot better than what I had been doing before. So I was really pleased with it. And it does make it exceedingly easy to replace and wash and sterilize and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Fucking fantastic. It's also a good deal more comfortable to wear out and about. So that's my plan, you know, going forward. And then on Sunday...
Sunday.
We had the Fearless Brunch, which was amazing. Cooking breakfast with everybody remotely.
That was super fun.
Was amazing. And then shortly after that, a friend of mine had a game night.
Oh, yeah. You mean a game afternoon.
Yes. A game night afternoon.
Sure. No, Sunday afternoon, I hosted Jackbox Party Games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I had... Because I've got all of them now. Thank you, James. I have all of the Jackbox Party Games on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just throw it up on my screen, and then everybody gets the code, and you can log in and do the thing.
I thought for a lot of those you had to be on the same network.
Nope.
No.
Not Jackbox. Because you're going to their website to enter the code. So they don't care if you're on the same network or not.
Yeah, it's real fucking smart.
Well,
it's like entering a password for, like, you know, a WebEx or a Zoom.
Sure. Meeting. Yeah. No. I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I thought it was something like Space Team where you had to all be on the same network. But yeah, I can understand that. I've got one of those games when it was free. It was free a few weeks ago, and so I picked it up. But
no.
Nice.
It was the drawing one.
Oh wow! Okay. Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, but you know what I'm...
I mean, they have, five drawing ones, but yeah.
Yeah, we had a bunch of fun with at least two of those.
Drawful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Drawful 2. Drawful 2 was free on Steam a couple weeks ago, so I grabbed it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we had a good time with Drawful, and then had kind of a fucking blast with Civic Doodle,
I think everybody else had way more fun with that one than I did, but I'm glad people had a good time with it.
The thing is, I've played it before, and I have never enjoyed it nearly as much as I did this last Sunday. And I think it has something to do with some people are just, like, gung-ho invested and ready to, like, draw something stupid and fast. And other people, like, they start the game by being like, I'm not great at drawing. I don't want to, okay, I guess I'll try it. And then they get into it and they kind of half-heartedly fart their way through it. And
I think what bothers me is that I'm a fairly good, I'm really good at like Pictionary and things like that.
Yeah.
But that's pen and paper.
Sure.
And I was trying to draw things on my computer's trackpad. And that was annoying. That was really annoying. I felt like I was drawing with one hand tied behind my back.
That's the way that I felt doing Win, Lose, or Draw at Retro Game Night. For whatever reason, I'm fucking terrible with the tablet that they were using for that. I haven't done that one yet. I can't explain it. I don't know why I'm so miserable with that. Other people have a brilliant experience with it, but yeah, if I was trying to draw with a mouse and be quick about it.
Not even a mouse. It was the trackpad.
Yeah.
On my laptop.
If I was trying to do it that way, I probably would have had a pretty fucking miserable time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So that's definitely one that works better on a phone or tablet.
Sure.
Yeah. I might just log in with my phone next time as opposed to my computer.
Yeah.
Might just make it easier.
Yeah.
That was a part of the fun too, is that I had the game up on my desktop, my gaming computer, the fancy McFancy Fans thing of Doom that I got. So I had that up on the screen, so Jess and I could see what we were doing. But I also did the screen share of that over Zoom so that everybody else could see the screen too. Right?
It worked really well.
Sexy.
But, yeah. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had it up on the computer. So I had the gaming computer and then I had my laptop computer both going so I could make everything happen. It was less awkward than I thought it was gonna be. So that was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was fun. It was a good time. And if Salsa enjoyed doing social games, I would invite him. But he doesn't, so I won't.
I mean, games like Drawful are types. Yeah. Like those that I don't like online games like first-person shooters, but like party games, I'm okay with.
Okay. Well, I will invite you to the next one.
I cannot promise I will come, but I would. I appreciate the ask. I mean, as a woman, I'm sure you've had a lot of dates like that.
Oh, not as much as you would think, actually.
Oh,
sad.
No, good for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty bossy, so like, no, I said to the left, God damn it, like.
Yeah, no.
There is always that.
My wife was always just like, if I lie about this or pretend that I'm never going to be satisfied, so I'm not going to.
Yeah.
There is that.
So she's just like, no, I didn't. Come on.
Fix it.
You have hands. You have a tongue. Get to work.
Yeah. Totally.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you bring a book.
I also did puzzles.
Sweet love, just also.
No.
I also have been doing puzzles.
Ooh.
My children have.
Have you finished the Color Wheel of Doom?
I have put away the color Wheel of Doom for now. because we so all of my kids' puzzles have been mixed together into a couple tubs, and they were just a mess. And
oh,
so
no.
it's been like seriously like 36 puzzles all mixed together into a couple tubs. And so I was like, we were like, we're going to get rid of a lot of these puzzles because the kids don't do some of them anymore, and we've lost pieces and stuff like that. So what I did is I took the tubs down to my office here in the A1 laboratory, and I sorted them and assembled them. And all of the ones that were complete, I took a picture of it and I printed out a picture and I put it in a Ziploc bag with all the pieces. So now there's a
nice,
like a unit of puzzle that we can now go, here, kids, do a puzzle. And all of the ones that are missing pieces or, you know, things like that, they're still kind of strewn about on the bar and on tables and the floor. All over the place here, and as we find pieces, I come down here and I'm like, ha ha ha! I get this one's complete now. Woo!
Victory is mine.
But I mean, like, there's like I've already done like a dozen puzzles that were complete that I've got bagged up and everything's great, and then I have another probably 8 puzzles that are missing a couple pieces, like one or two pieces. And if we don't find those pieces sometime in the near future, then I'll just bag them up as is and it'll just be missing a piece. But then we've got a couple puzzles that are just like, I have 2 pieces
from something.
Don't know where the rest of it is, but I have 2 pieces of a puzzle.
Interesting.
Where the rest of it went, goodness knows. Like, I can definitely see losing a piece to the vacuum cleaner or something like that, but losing 98% of the pieces to the vacuum cleaner seems a bit extreme, so I'm sure...
I think those are the ones that came with the vacuum.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, I was cleaning out the storage locker.
And you found puzzle pieces?
No. I found socks. I found a sock, and I was like, okay, well, whatever.
And then
I found a second sock, and I went, oh, all right, cool. And then I found a third sock. Exact same pattern, exact same everything else as the other 2 socks. And I'm like, what the fuck? Who here has 3 feet that I don't know about? Cut. Uh-huh. Bull and or shit, sir. That is.
Yeah, so she's not buying that.
No.
Nope.
No.
So yeah, I was just like, third sock. Like, I'm still confused about this third sock. I don't. But they were all the exact same sock, is the thing. Like, I wasn't surprised when it was obviously a pair of socks. I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. And then there was a third one, and I got confused.
Honestly, this sounds like the premise to your next one-woman show.
I think that's where the portal in your dryer goes.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense. Oh.
Yeah, but we're 3 socks, James. 3.
Yeah, well, they're all the left out there, and they made another one.
Uh-huh. Oh, they had a baby.
Yes.
That became an adult sock.
Yes. It's been there that long.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
You have the Adam and Eve and Abel of socks right now. Cain is out there somewhere.
At some point, you're going to find another sock, and it's just going to be like a desiccated husk with its little legs curled up in the air.
That is adorably sad and really creepy all at the same time. I don't know how you managed to do that, but well done.
All right, if you would like to either knit or draw Jenna a desiccated sock with its legs curled up, go ahead and do that and post it to our Facebook page in the comments to this episode. We good? We want to take a break? We want to, anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
All right, we're going to do that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Bye.
Give me a break.
Give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that.
AON Podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Get you nice and liquored up and then stumble off to our beds while you try to make people hate you even more.
I will just be full of nonsense.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James. I'm Jenna, and that was well timed.
It's like I'm good at what I do sometimes.
Sometimes.
This is not one of those times, but every so often. What about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Drew Zastara.
Zastara.
Ugh, it sounds so bad. You thought it couldn't get any worse.
Try.
Drew says, "Hello, fellow humans. Tis I, Drew. Ooh. I write this on a day when work has slowed and being an employee at an essential business, I get to go in whether or not we actually have to work. So, without further ado, here is your Fast Five."
Yay, Fast Five.
Yay.
Oh, this is delightful. Oh. Drew has written in the dings.
I'm so happy.
Yes, no, it is. It is. So, question the first, ding. Fizzy or flat?
Flat. I don't like sparkling water.
Fizzy. I love sparkling water.
I prefer fizzy cider to flat cider.
Or maybe it's a question like, if your leg falls asleep, is it better to not move it and try to like ride out the dead limb for however long, or do you get up and like experience the pain and torture of a leg coming back to life?
I feel like getting blood flow into a sleeping limb is very important.
Yeah,
and shortens the process. So I do in fact move it. But yeah. I'm still going with flat because I think it's water.
Okay.
You might be right.
I might be wrong. We don't know.
It's almost like that's how this works.
What the hell kind of game is this?
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Question numero dos. Ding. Hot or cold? Cold.
Hot. Oh, and listen, what kind of sandwich do I like best? Then I think I like cold cuts, cold cheese. Ah, but I like a melt. Oh, man. Hot.
Okay.
Hot baths, hot showers.
Okay.
Hot sandwiches, hot tea.
Hot cocoa.
The hell, James?
Hot coffee.
Why do you do this to me?
Hot hotties.
Ooh.
Question the third. ding. Fast or slow?
Oh, buddy.
Slow.
I'm going to go slow, too. I like to take my time. I don't like to rush into things. I think about things way too much before I do them. A lot of the time.
Right now, I'm playing through a Zelda game on hard. Hard mode.
Of course you are.
You know, if you're hard when playing Zelda, James, that's between you and your pillow.
That too. Both. ¿Por qué no los both?
I'm going to go fast.
Yeah. So I'm okay with going slowly as long as I'm doing something that's worth it.
Okay.
Jeff had a date like that once.
Alright.
Ah, good.
Here we go. Fourth query. Ding.
Oh.
Single or multiple?
Man.
I mean, multiple.
Clearly.
All right.
That's obviously the right answer.
I think Jenna's good. Jenna's gonna need to be rebooted here in a little bit. I think she was stuck in a loop.
Yeah.
I tend to prefer focusing on one thing at a time rather than multiple things.
Okay. All right then. Five. Ding. Power through, or sit and chill.
Power through.
Power through.
Power through. Afternoon burn.
Have you seen how I live my life? Power through.
Right.
I don't. I'm gonna go with chill on this one.
All right.
Just Yeah. Quite. All right.
All right.
Going back to the second email.
Second email.
No lead into this one. We go straight into question the first. Ding.
There are no dings on the second.
Yeah, but he wrote them in.
Yeah?
Look, I don't make the rules.
I'm shaking my head at you menacingly, disappointedly.
Nope.
Anyway, okay, so context the first. Dang.
Fizzy or flat? What is your evening drink of choice?
Oh.
Beer, cider, shelter, or champagne? I think he probably means seltzer. Beer, cider, seltzer, or champagne, fizzy, or sipping booze, rum, whiskey, vodka, what have you.
Sipping booze.
Dinner, fizzy, evening drink, which is what the question is, then flat.
Yeah, same. Dang. Yeah, I have to go with that too.
Yeah.
All right.
I like a dram of scotch or something. Yeah.
Right. Wine. Nice wine.
Yep. All right. Question numero dos. Ding. But I'm not going to ding because it's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
But I still
have... Against the rules.
Yeah. I don't make the rules, even though it's my game.
Even though you did. Yeah. All right.
Even though I...
My podcast took it over.
Even though I quite literally did. Question numero dos. Ding. Hot or cold? What is your morning drink of choice? Something hot, like coffee or tea, or something cold, like juice, milk, energy drink, water, whatever.
Mm.
Oh, I got this one, too. Definitely hot coffee. That's it.
Fuck.
Switching to hot.
Although, I do get smoothies.
Not recently.
I mean, not recently.
No, I got... frozen fruits, so I've been making smoothies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
The first thing. The first thing is always coffee.
Yeah. Speaking of which, this morning, I made coffee this morning, and because we're bored with life at this point, I put cinnamon in with the coffee grounds.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Dang.
I believe it.
I'm going to try mulling spices tomorrow.
I'm gonna try that tomorrow morning, yeah. And I think I was right to pick hot, because whatever else I'm going to have, a cup of hot tea or a cup of hot coffee is a good way to start the day.
All right.
I get a monthly delivery from a local place, and I just upped my monthly subscription.
Yeah?
Like, oh, yeah, I should get more of this.
Sure.
So, yep.
All right.
Anyway.
Question the third ding, fast or slow. Do you prefer to get up and go or wake and lounge before you start your day?
Ugh. I prefer to get up and go. I usually end up waking and lounging.
I fucking hate get up and go. I'm gonna stretch that out as long as I possibly can.
It depends.
I used to be able to do that.
If I am cuddling with Joe, I'm going to lounge the fucking bed. That's just happening.
Yeah.
If it's a work day, I'm getting the fuck up and going, because I don't want to prolong that. I just want to get up, get in, start getting my shit done.
Sure.
Since I work more often than not, I'm going to stick with fast.
Okay. Good. Query the fourth. Ding. Single or multiple?
Jesus.
Do you use a tissue, single, or a handkerchief, multiple, for your daily use?
Interesting.
Handkerchief.
I would have called single and multiple the other way around.
Oh, yeah. Like, do you use multiple tissues or one handkerchief?
Oh, no, yeah. Single, right. Single use or multiple use.
Yeah. Okay, got it. I get it. Usually I use tissues. But again, when I'm at Joe's, he has a stack of handkerchiefs.
Hmm.
So, like, I'll take one of those.
I use for fests, I have cloths that I use for my show for wiping. But
yeah.
Daily use, I haven't used a handkerchief in decades.
I mean, out at Fest, I just use my sleeve.
Yeah.
Out at Fest, I use Jenna's sleeve, too.
Oh, gross. Oh, oh.
I mean, I use Jenna's sleeve, but not for wiping my nose.
Not for wiping my nose.
No.
Oh, gross. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Ah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Next question. Five. Yes. Ding. Power through or sit and chill? The power goes out. Do you grab some lights and power through, or sit back and chill, waiting for the power to come back on?
Oh, I grab lights. Or light candles, which is beautiful.
Yeah. It's tough to know which is which.
Who's beeping?
That's my fire alarm. I'm going to go check on it.
I think you should probably do that.
Speaking of which,
we definitely need to keep recording this.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not stopping. Hell no.
Now I'm disappointed.
Because I was kind of hoping that we could get James's house burned down live on record.
Right? That would be like the coolest podcast feed ever.
Holy shit, it would be like a 4-hour podcast as we just sit there going, yep, no, okay, no, yep. We're starting to lose the picture. The cords are burning.
Oh god, that's a lovely flicker against that background.
Oh my, yeah, the colors are just, it's getting brighter and brighter out there.
Yeah, it really is. So apparently at James's house they light candles.
Yeah, no. The thing is, he's lighting candles. Is that powering through? Because I light candles to sit back and chill.
Right. I think I think it's a part of the power through. Because the question is, do you like the place or not? Basically. Like, that's my understanding of it. James,
Because it says, do you grab some lights and power through, or sit back and chill while waiting for the power to come? I think it's, do you grab lights so you can continue going through your daily stuff and work and routine, or are you going to just, like, all of that is on hold while you wait? Maybe? That's the way I'm reading it.
Well, like, the last time that the power went out for me was here at this new apartment, and I lit a candle and read, and I don't know which one that is. It's not powering through,
yeah,
but
exactly.
It is grabbing a light.
I mean, we're all three on the same page as far as what we would do, and that's light a candle and read. By the way, James, the fact that you came back while still smoldering, well done. Well played.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
That's dedicated. That's commitment right there. I appreciate that.
The orphans and pets are back, you know, where they are supposed to be, and they're not on fire anymore.
Door going to fall down, though, because it looks like it's hanging dangerously on that hinge.
I'm afraid those stars are a lost cause, James.
Oh, no, not the stars!
I think we all know what we're saying.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go with sit back
and chill.
I think
that's chill. Yeah.
I think I would still power through.
I think
honestly.
I think we're all saying the same thing no matter what we say. So
No, I
think Jenna wants to continue with her day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a sit back and chill.
Like I will light candles to continue doing whatever it is that I need to do or switch productions, but yeah.
Oh no, that's an excuse for me. All right.
Yeah.
Well, this is wrapped up by saying love and scotch, Drew.
Aww.
Thank.
We love and scotch you too.
Aww.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one should repeat those choices and then give us context. If you would like to play along with Fast Five Telephone, then by all means send your Fast Five to somebody else, who will then have to send that to somebody else, who will then have to send that to somebody else until they eventually send it to us, and hopefully it is in a unrecognizable state from the original. and by all means, keep track of whose hands it has been through, because that sounds like a lot
of
fun. Oh, yeah.
I know where those hands have been.
I know. That's why I want to know, because I want to know if I'm going to get chlamydia from that email.
Club Media. Club Media is
Clam ideas.
Clan Media?
No. I'm saying
just
club.
Clam. Yeah.
Can I finish my thought? Is that a thing I get to do?
Yeah.
Club Media is the cool new Roman dance club.
Ah.
Thank you. That's all I was trying to get out there.
Or it's the new Tyler Perry movie.
I don't understand, and I don't want to.
See, I'm going with Clan Medea.
Ah.
Ooh.
Nope, I'm going with
the tartan
like,
is
like
just
thoughts,
stains.
Clam ideas.
You guys talked over each other, and I have no idea.
That's okay. Both of it was not worth it.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay. Who has a shout out?
Oh my god, I do.
Do it.
Refrigerators.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh, like I am so happy to have a refrigerator right now during these troubled times. They're amazing things. Did you know if you put something in a refrigerator, it gets cold? And then it just stays cold until you take it out of the refrigerator.
Nice.
Unless the power goes out, and then you have to light a candle and chill.
And well, I mean, actually. But no, also attached to my refrigerator is a freezer. Oh my god, I've got so much stuff in the freezer, you guys. It's great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Shout out to refrigerator. I was just thinking about how lucky we are to have like certain conveniences, sure, like refrigerators.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody else was talking about how the last time that this happened, it was, what, like 1918? Mm-hmm. And we, like, life has changed immeasurably.
What?
In 100 years, I know. It's weird, right? No, mine is a shout out to cooking at home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've made a lot of food that I would probably not have tried to do myself, or just haven't kind of gotten the chutzpah to put together myself. As simple as they are, pancakes. I made pancakes for the first time this last Sunday during the Fearless
Brunch.
Never
made pancakes before?
No, this is my first attempt at pancakes.
My goodness.
Weirdo.
I've never had a reason to make pancakes before. And
because
I made
pancakes are amazing. What the
blackberry
fuck?
Raspberry chocolate chip pancakes.
No. You're overcomplicating this. This is all you need to do is instead of using sugar, use honey. And instead of using flour, use cake flour. And they'll be the best pancakes of your life. And you don't need to add a bunch of other stuff.
I'll give that a shot.
The cake flour makes them really light and fluffy, and they're the fluffiest pancakes you've ever had.
If I thought that cake flour was anywhere right now, I would go for that. Yeah. That might be an after the quarantine.
That's fair. But cake flour is the way to go, because it makes the pancakes the lightest and fluffiest you've ever had, and then using honey instead of sugar makes it really just, sweet and so good. Best pancakes.
I will say that the chocolate chip mixed berry pancakes were pretty fucking delightful.
I got
my pancake flip, like pan flip down. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're flipping via pan.
Yes. Yeah.
I always use a flipper, but when Jessa was little, I used to do pancakes, but like in shapes for her.
Aww.
I like put the kids' initials on their pancakes.
Yep. Not on the pancake. Like I would just make a separate J for her. Just like I would always top off her stack with a little J pancake.
Oh, that's cute. No, I would actually have the actual letter be part of the pancake.
Put the letters and then pour it over and get the
I've seen some people do some pretty incredibly detailed stuff with different batters or just different timing with a batter in a squeeze bottle.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't have a fucking squeeze bottle. And I think the berries would have messed it up anyway.
Yeah,
so.
you can't have stuff like that.
Not with that.
And you also need a really smooth batter in order to do that. Most batters are pretty lumpy. Yeah.
No. I always make my own batter, and it's usually pretty smooth. Because I tend to prefer the flatter, smoother pancakes. Everybody
else.
Oh, of course, yeah, definitely. No, I've been... since our last conversation... last week with Joe on here, I have made oeuf en croquette, and they were amazing. And I will probably be doing other fun stuff. Like a conversation with a friend of the show, Brie, the other, was it just this morning? Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
About mashed potatoes for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Has led me to have a strong craving for coddled eggs with mash, so I might do that tomorrow.
My contribution to that conversation was that I laid a bed of the homemade from scratch real potatoes, mashed potatoes that I made along the bottom of a pan, covered it with the cat food style corned beef that we talked about in a previous episode. Bryn was kind enough to get me another can of that with the understanding that I would do something good with it. I feel like this was appropriate. And then after letting those sit for a little while, I laid, broke open four eggs and set them gently on top.
Yep.
different from laying them.
paid money to see that.
When I put the four eggs on there and then put a lid over it for however long, and I got still slightly runny yolks.
Perfect.
And crisp mashed potato pancake bottom.
Nice.
On this with like really good corned beef in the middle, and it's fucking great.
That sounds
cooking
like
at home is amazing. I loved it.
It is.
I haven't had time.
Yeah?
I'm actually working a little bit more than I need.
Parsley or sage?
Fuck you. Yes. But, no, I've actually been working more recently.
Yeah?
Because I do tech support for the medical industry, so yeah. I've been a little bit more popular lately with work. So I just haven't, between that and everything else, I just haven't been doing a lot of home cooking, which is why I'm thankful for my freezer.
No, tell me about it. I'm in shipping logistics. That's also pretty busy right now. But I most of my cooking has been in the evenings or on the weekends. So anyway, my shout out is to everybody who, despite their best instincts, is staying the fuck home.
Yay.
And not the people that are playing basketball in the park or, you know, shit like that.
Jesus, yeah.
Or you know, various other stupid things. Stay the fuck home, and this will all go away. Anybody got something to plug? Any other online shows coming up?
Kind of.
I do. Go ahead.
Oh. You go first, James.
Oh, okay. Vilification Tennis has another online show coming up at the end of the month. That is a full Vil 10 show, two rounds, interstitial games. We also have we have it in mind that we're going to do small Vil 10 events between now and then in order to keep people
keep people's spirits low.
keep their appetites whetted.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. So when's the next little thing like that? Do you know?
I don't know for sure, but we're trying for once every week or two, just to keep it fresh and provide good entertainment to people who are stuck at home. Another show, right, yeah, good in quotes, bear quotes. When you have nothing to do of a Saturday evening, you can catch Agatha Christie Improv doing improvised Agatha Christie foul play, which is linked off of the Huge Theater website. It's also on the Facebook page for Agatha Christie Improv. This last Saturday's show, I have to say, is probably one of my most favorite improv shows that I've seen, like top five improv shows I've ever seen.
Okay.
And it's probably one of the top five mysteries I've ever seen in my life, too. The ending was fucking spectacular.
Nice.
So I wholeheartedly endorse it. I recommend that people go online, that kind of going, not physically, because it's not at the theater.
Because
it's
navigate.
No, I've seen that show too, the online one specifically, and it was fantastic. Not the one that you talked about. I was watching Walking Shadows: Beowulf it was happening this Saturday. So, I'm going to once again recommend MNTC Virtual Stage Facebook group. Several different links to various things happening virtually around the Twin Cities. I'm also going to... not this coming weekend, but the next weekend. Mm-hmm. I've been reworking just various aspects of Memoirs of a Welfare Queen. And I am planning to do at least one, maybe a couple of live readings of Memoirs of a Welfare Queen on the live stream stuffs.
Awesome.
So I'm going to be doing that, and I'm not asking people for, you know, to send me money to my PayPal or whatever. I'm going to do this in conjunction with a fundraiser for Springboard for the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are doing a lot of artist relief stuff right now, and some of the people being hit the hardest by this are independent artists. So they, like, they still don't have good unemployment options pushed through yet. They're still trying to get and collect and whatever. So I'm going to do a little bit of fundraising for Springboard for the Arts just to help get some more artist relief happening. So look for that coming up. I don't have an event built yet because I was going to do that today, but then I got tired because I'm sick. So, but that'll be coming. So, not this coming weekend because I didn't want to compete with Easter, but the weekend after. There will be at least one, if not a couple, of live readings of that show. And it is a really hard show for me to do. So, show up and appreciate the fuck out of it. God damn it.
That's my plan.
Okay.
Also, Reverend Matt has been doing regular online shows. And
yeah,
he keeps
posting his stuff in MNTC Virtual Stage. There's so much stuff in there.
It's a fucking great place to go to find stuff to do. Yeah. Good work, by the way.
Cool.
Made a page and then people posted shit to it.
Is there anything else we would like to mention before getting...
Yeah, I would like to say bye, bye, love you, bye, bye, bye.
I thought that was your other end thing.
It is.
Well, you only get the one, so you're gonna have to wait for now. It's too late. You've shot your wad. Yeah.
Now it's salsa time.
Get us the fuck out of this.
Why
podcast,
do I keep
salsa?
Doing this thing with you two?
I don't know.
I know, right? Well, if that is all, then there's nothing left but to say thank you so very, very much to all of you who are listening to this episode. Thank you so much to Drew Zastetta for the Fast Five.
Yay, Zastetta.
No, we're not doing that again. It was
not the full time.
Bad enough the first time.
We are so laggy.
I know, right? That is all for us for this week. Thank you very much, and eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.